Hey everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. My guests today are Regina Nguyen and attorney C.K. Hoffler here in Atlanta, Georgia. Ms. Nguyen's mother, Paulette Patricia Bradley, passed recently. What will you remember about your mother, Ms. Nguyen?
My mother was a loving, beautiful, wonderful person inside and outside. She was loved and everyone loved her.
The last few years with your mom, you spent a lot of time with her. Why?
I took care of my mom for 14 years. She had Alzheimer's. My mother, I just watched her as it slowly deteriorated her mind, her body. It was something that was devastating to me and my family.
You were having a memorial service. Something else happened that devastated you. Can you explain that?
Yes. We had a memorial service for her, and I thought my mom was with me at the memorial service. I thought we were celebrating her life with the ashes. I was contacted by Southern Regional Hospital 2 weeks later, who said that they were there to pick up my mom.
How devastated were you by that?
I was very devastated. I was at work. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I just took it very hard at that time.
Attorney Hoffler, having heard Ms. Nguyen and her family's story here, detailed about being with her mother, thinking that it was her mother that they were saying goodbye to, that they had the proper cremains. When you heard that story, what was your first inclination?
I thought it was the conduct of all the people involved and responsible was just inexcusable and unacceptable. There's something that is so sacred about how we transition our loved ones. We entrust funeral homes, we entrust funeral directors to do the right thing, to help us to transition our loved ones at our lowest point. And that's what my clients did. They felt that they had asked to have the body cremated. That was their wish. And they thought that they had their mother's ashes. And they had a memorial service. So to find out 2 weeks later that their mother's body is still in the hospital, and in fact had been there for 2 weeks, is something that had a devastating impact on them, because they were not, in fact, able to grieve and to mourn and go through the process, because it's as if their mother just died every single time they think about it. They've got ashes that don't belong to their mother. We don't know whose ashes these are. We don't know what happened. Apparently, and there are various stories that have surfaced, which is why we filed a lawsuit, there may have been two bodies, because Ms. Nguyen and her family believed what they were told, which is they had the ashes of her mother. And that would have been at the end of September, because she died on or about September 26th. The memorial was on September 29th. So presumably, the ashes that she had were a result of her mother's body being picked up, the body being cremated, and the ashes being given to the family. To receive a call 2 weeks later and informed that the funeral director was there, the same funeral director, to pick up her mother's body is something that is unthinkable. You don't even hear about these types of situations unless it's on some type of show on television. So to actually live this, and that was 2 months ago, to this day, and we just celebrated the birth of Christ, and to this day they still don't have their mother's ashes. And that is inexcusable. So all of the people involved in the process, the corporations, the entities, the individuals, need to be held accountable.
And we're talking about Southern Regional Hospital. We're talking about the funeral home. We're talking about the cremation services. This black box that we're sitting here looking at right now, it looks like a tattered kind of plastic box. It's got some tape on it with looks like a label has been removed. What do we know about what is inside this box?
We know absolutely nothing. When my clients received this box on the 29th, about 30 minutes or so before the memorial service was supposed to start, they took it and they assumed that their mother, their loved one's ashes were in this box, and they accepted it as it was. We have no idea what's in the box. I can tell you that it's very heavy. And typically, the cremated remains of a loved one who's been cremated are not this heavy. This is probably 15, 20, 25 pounds. We are in litigation. We have not disturbed the contents of this because we know for a fact that these are not the cremated remains of Paulette Patricia Bradley. That's what we know. So we believe these cremains belong to another family. We don't know who the family is. And we just think that there's a public interest in finding out whose these remains are, who do they belong to, because we want them to be with the proper owner. There could be a family out there who either doesn't have their cremated remains or has the wrong cremated remains. This could be a trickle effect and could impact many, many families. But the bottom line is, for my clients, they don't have their loved one's ashes. They were misled. Misled and lies were told to them. It had to be a lie, because there's no way that they could have received the cremated remains of their loved one if 2 weeks later she was still in the morgue at the hospital. So there are many questions that are unanswered. All of the appropriate defendants, we feel at this point, have been sued, and we think that the best way to get to the bottom of this is in a court of law. And where people have to testify under oath about what happened, because this is inexcusable. This is beyond negligence. It's cruelty. And I dare say that no family should ever be put through this. When you, it's hard enough when you lose a loved one, when you lose your mother around the holidays, because this happened right before Thanksgiving. And to have this transpire, and then Christmas will go and you still don't have the ashes of your loved one, and you've got all of this mess that surrounds this and this cloud that is over this family's head, is inexcusable, unacceptable, and someone needs to be held accountable.
You want a jury trial?
Yes.
What else do you want?
We really want justice. Firstly, we want the remains of Paulette Patricia Bradley. This family should have their loved one's remains. That's first and foremost. We also want the appropriate paperwork. We need verification that indeed the remains that we're receiving are the remains, because there's been too much mess. So we need all the appropriate verifications. The law requires that funeral directors and crematoriums do certain things. We know that something wasn't done appropriately. We don't know who all of the culpable parties are, but we believe in litigation we will find out. Thirdly, we want to know, what was the role of the hospital? How could Paulette Patricia Bradley's body have been in the hospital for 2 weeks without someone notifying the family? How does that happen? That's inexcusable. That's unacceptable. That is something that is really puzzling. I dare say that if they knew how to reach out to the family, because when the funeral director came to pick up the body, they reached out to the family. So there are many unanswered questions. Were there two bodies that were cremated? We don't know. What we know is there are 5 or 6 different versions of what happened that are floating out there from the different defendants, and we don't know what is the true version. And that is why we filed a lawsuit. And we filed a lawsuit because it was very evident from when we had the press conference on the 24th of December, a couple of days ago, and all of the flurry of information that came from the defendants surrounding that press conference, despite the fact that we had contacted them before the press conference, all the information that the press, frankly, has been able to get from them, and there have been some information that we've been able to get through letters, it was very clear that we needed to file suit to get to the bottom of this and hold the appropriate parties accountable.
Punitive damages, too. I saw that in the lawsuit.
Punitive damages in Georgia, punitive damages in general are designed to punish and deter. And we believe that the behavior in this case is so egregious and of such a serious magnitude that we have to stop folks from feeling like they can do this to families. This is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. If it hadn't been for that phone call that they got on October 11th, they would have never known that they had the wrong ashes. Because who's going to go back and investigate? You just assume. Now, I can tell you, these ashes came unaccompanied with, there was no death certificate. There was no certificate of cremation, and those are things that by law, there's got to be a certificate of cremation that accompanies cremains. There are a whole bunch of things that should have happened. We don't know if they happened, and if so, where's the proof? Where's the evidence? Where's the paperwork? We haven't seen the alleged real ashes of Paulette Patricia Bradley. Can we even trust that those are her real ashes? This family deserves better. This is not something that should happen to anyone when they are trying to transition their loved one. They did the right thing. My clients did nothing wrong other than trust a funeral home and a funeral director to do what he was supposed to do and pay him for the services. And they deserve better. And that's why we're in litigation.
Attorney C.K. Hoffler, thank you for your time.
And thank you for allowing my clients to be here and express themselves. And now that we're in litigation, we're going to let a judge, a jury, and the courts take over.
And Ms. Nguyen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.